Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Akama Health, and also your certified centometry health coach. We give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening with you and for allowing you to be here with us, our listeners. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty with his name and his signature. We thank him for allowing us to share this information of Optima Health with you. Also, the science of centometry, the symptomatic science called centometry, the most scientific means to address the needs of human cells. A cell care system, health care support system, DNA support system, RNA support system. This is what symptomatic science is all about. Taking care of the needs of ourselves, brother and sister, and taking care of our DNA, protecting our DNA. If we don't protect ourselves and the DNA and remove blood impurity and focus on the enhancement of ourselves, well, the challenges that we face every day will produce a disease. There's many, many different challenges that we face on this planet. All these challenges lumped together will cause us to produce diseases. If we don't learn to maintain our body is high maintenance. We have been misled, brothers and sisters, to believe that our body is low maintenance, that all we have to do to be healthy is eat some so-called healthy food, drink water, and go to the bathroom a few times a day, and we'll be healthy. That is not true. The human being, the human body, is high maintenance, very high maintenance. It requires more maintenance than our cars, in our home, in our office. The human body is high maintenance, and it's also energy dependent. We must always be producing the energy that we're using. If we don't, we'll be on an energy deficit. Energy deficit means at some point in time, brothers and sisters, we're going to run out of it. And the moment we do, that will be the day we make our transition to the next life, to the next world. Our body cannot do anything without energy. So we're using energy and not producing energy, that will produce an energy deficit. It is the same way with our enzyme. If we're using enzyme more than what we are producing, we have an enzyme deficit. We should produce a surplus of enzyme every single day. A surplus of enzyme every single day. But if we do not, we will be on an enzyme deficit, which means we will not have enough enzyme to digest our food, and there will be no enzyme left for repair and maintenance. It takes enzyme to repair and maintain our body, and we must produce them every single day. They only last 24 hours, brothers and sisters, then we have to do that process all over again. So what we're saying, there's many rules to health. There's laws of physics that we must not violate. If we violate the health rules and the laws of physics, our cells are compelled, they're under the law, to produce symptoms and disease to get our attention. Those symptoms and disease are not meant to kill us. They're meant to get our attention, do what's necessary to bring back normalcy, for a disease is abnormalcy. So welcome to Optimal Health. Sit back, relax. We're going to define some words, and then we're going to do a little talking on our main topic today, which we're going to talk about a couple of often eaten vegetables, a few often eaten vegetables and what they contain and how they cause people to be unhealthy, how they cause people to be unhealthy. So, brothers and sisters, I have a question. What is Optimal Health? This is the name of our program. Optimal Health, our first definition for today. What is it? Optimal Health. I'm going to give you the definition. Then we're going to talk about the definition of health. We need to have a definition if we're going to achieve health. We must have a good definition, a working definition. It is the same with optimal health. We must have a good working definition of what it is in order for us to achieve it. Again, you're with your host, Abdul Shaheed, as well as your certified symptometry health coach. And we'll be explaining that word too, symptometry, shortly, for those who are not familiar with that word, symptometry. So optimal health, what is it? Optimal health is the natural ability of all our body parts to resist diseases by making the body resistant to microbes and parasites, as well as toxic metals, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloids, and acids. This requires mastering, brothers and sisters, the rules of health. There's rules to health. You must understand them. You must know them. That's what this program is about. Teach you the rules to health. Violate the rule, health denied. So rules of health, the iron rule, the speed law, the weakness law, the pH rule. Many people are violating the pH rule. They're drinking high alkaline water. And then they don't even know the pH of their blood, but they're drinking high alkaline water. And I asked many of them, what is the pH of your blood? They don't know, but they're drinking high alkaline water. So there's something about their body they do not know, nor do they understand. So these are rules. If you violate them, the body will produce disease. And there are natural laws of automation, where things happen automatically. And if these laws are violated, then they won't happen at all. You'd be in violation. Therefore, optimal health must be earned. This is the key word, earned. That means we have to do something. We have to apply something. In order for us to apply something, we must learn something. We've been misinformed, miseducated, diseducated about health. A disease anywhere in our body, brothers and sisters, will sooner or later become a mental illness. This is very important for us to understand. There are so many mentally ill people in the world today, and they're getting worse and worse and more and more. They're not going anywhere. It starts with us. We must understand why there's mental illness. A disease anywhere in our body will sooner or later become a mental illness. That may sound strange to people, but this is a fact. This is a scientific fact, because the body is integrated, interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. A disease anywhere would be a problem. The health part would be brought down by the disease parts. The health part would be brought down by the disease part if you don't remove the disease or cure it. Not just to be treated with a pharmaceutical, with herbs, with food, with whatever. We can't continue to allow people just to treat the symptoms when symptoms are not the disease. There's a cause for every disease, just like there's a source for every river. And every disease has a source. These other therapeutics leave the source of the disease still in the person. Sure, they mitigate some symptoms, give you the illusion that something is being done to help you, and they probably help is being given to you. But the source of the disease is still in the person. The cancer may be at an undetectable level, but it doesn't mean that it's gone. Elevated PSA, they can get it down to an undetectable level, but what caused the PSA to go up in the first place, the source, is still in the person's body. The diabetes, they can regulate the glucose with drugs. But if the cells do not fully participate and remove the source of the disease, the person will still be diabetic, though they are taking medication. They'll be diabetic for the rest of their life, as long as they're taking the medication, because the source of the disease that's causing the diabetes is still in the person's body. Every disease has a source, brothers and sisters. This is the point we're making. In order to remove the disease, you must remove the source and nourish the cells, repair the DNA, remove blood impurities, the alkaloids that's circulating in our blood, removing them, and other toxins. I just mentioned them. If they are removed, then the cells themselves will remove the anomaly, will put things back to normalcy. This is how it is, brothers and sisters. So our overall topic is optimal health and health restoration at the cellular level. Restoring our health at the cellular level. That's where you have to go. Anything other than that is just treating the symptoms and the surface. The surface, we have to go deep, deep down within the cells, brother and sister, deep down within the cells. The cell is the unit of life. That's what the cell is. It is the unit of life. That's where it all starts.
Every component of our body is made up of cells. There are white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, liver cells, skin cells, nose cells, eye cells, heart cells, liver cells, pancreatic cells, intestinal cells. Our cells produce everything, brothers and sisters, to make us healthy, to keep us on a paradigm of normalcy. It is our cells that produce these things. Our cells are manufacturers. They're a tiny factory, and they manufacture all our brain is central, body is central, and our cell is central. Those are the things that you cannot go to the health food store to get. Our cell must produce them. No man know how to do it. Our cell has atomic intelligence, gifted by the almighty source creator. And they know what to do, and they know how to figure things out. When we don't. And if the cells do not have what they need to figure things out, you're going to have a disease. It's that simple. It is that simple. It's not really complicated at all. Our cells need nutrients and resources, and they need our help at times. That's what the symptom is all about. They're telling you or us or me that they need assistance, external assistance from us. This is our body. We're responsible for it. We must accept full responsibility for our health. No doctor can accept responsibility for your health. He has a body as well. He can help you. The courts, certified sometimes your health courts, can help you, but I can't do it for you. None of the best doctors in the world. It starts with you. It starts with me. Each one of us are responsible for taking care of our body and knowing how it operates. It's a gift. And that gift affords us to have life on this planet. Without it, we won't be here. That is a prerequisite for being here on planet Earth. We must have a body. If we don't learn to take care of it, even though those people that live 100 years or more, they did good. They did the best they could. But many of them cannot see, and they cannot hear, and they can't walk on their own. They're non-ambulatory. I mean, they need assistance to move around. They can't feed themselves. So optimal health is about healthy longevity, brother and sister. Our healthy longevity. That's what optimal health is about. Living a long time with your health and your mind and your brain intact and still able to think and remember and know what your name is and how to get back home when you leave. Under your own power, your own energy. This is what optimal health is all about. And we can achieve a healthy longevity as long as we are here, if we're willing to learn something and apply something after we learn them. They must be applied. Applied therapeutic science. That's what symptometry is. Applied therapeutic science. Brother and sister, we're just warming up. Even those people who don't know much about symptoms, it might be new, an introduction to our program, which is optimal health. Not just any kind of health. Not mediocre health. Not just getting by. Optimal health. And we just defined it. Please remember what optimal health is. It is the natural ability of all of the body part to resist disease. We have the ability to resist disease, brothers and sisters. On this toxic, predatory, and adversary planet, we have the ability to resist diseases, microbes, parasites, toxic metal, radiation, poison, toxic alkaloid, and acid. But you won't be able to do it unless you have good knowledge, great knowledge, scientific knowledge. And that's what we share every week on Optimal Health. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to take a short break. And please do not go anywhere unless you're going to take a moment to call someone and ask them to join us on Optimal Health. The information that we're going to be sharing today, they will not find it anywhere. Anywhere. Much of this information that we share is swept under the rug, brothers and sisters. And when we come back, we're going to explain why this information swept under the rug. So please do not go anywhere at all. Take a moment to call someone, ask them to join us. Not enough people are listening. And they're wondering what's going on with them. And they wonder what happened with the neighbor when they get a gun and go to shoot up the whole neighborhood. That happened this weekend, not too far from where I live at. It's amazing what's going on now. But it's been happening all the time. But because we have this technology, bring it to our mind instantly almost as it happens. But it's been happening all the time in the world. Many mentally ill people, and they're not getting any better. And we're going to explain what's causing it. And some of you might have a problem believing that, but that's okay. So please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're with Abdul Shaheed, and this is Optimal Health. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, and also your certified symptometry health coach. Brothers and sisters, as we eat food several times a day, even though we're eating one meal a day, it doesn't matter. We're eating food. And every time we eat food, brothers and sisters, we have salt in our blood, which is a reactor. It will react with every nutrient that's in the food. This is where the debris from the food that we eat comes from. Debris from the reacting with the nutrients causes debris everywhere. And then our body is producing energy from glucose as we digest our food, turning into glucose, especially the sugar and starch. And our body is literally burning. Or the combustion of glucose is how we produce energy in the mitochondria. Combustion, that's burning. And we can imagine a burning house somewhere. And you can see all of the debris coming off that burning house. The grease and the grime that we consume in the food, because food is a large complex molecule composed of nutrients, resources for the cells. It also has preservatives, food dyes, coloring, coal tar derivatives, preservatives, all kind of other chemicals that's in it that have nothing to do with nutrition, but they must preserve the food to keep it on the shelf. All of these things are in it, and then the toxins from the food itself. Even though it could be meat, animals have diseases, it could be plants. Plants have diseases, and those diseases can be grafted onto our own organ or our own diseases. All these things are in the food. Food is a large, complex molecule that must be broken down to get the nutrients. But unfortunately, the food is mixed with all kind of other stuff. And this is what causes the debris and the process it must go through in order for us to digest the food to turn it into energy. So just think about what's going on. A molecule is being broken down into atoms, ions, or nutrients. They're turned into ions or nutrients. And these are resources for the cells. And we must maintain the cells. We must enhance the performance of them by removing all these debris. If you don't remove the debris, brothers and sisters, it turns into inflammation. That's where the inflammation comes from. That's where it's coming from. Well, how do I get this inflammation here in my back, in my knees, in my elbow, in my neck? Well, it was debris that you didn't remove. No one told you you had to do it, but now you're being informed. The toxin that's in our blood circulating because a mosquito bit us. And we have parasites in us that release their toxin in us and their waste. They will find themselves, those things will be found in our blood. See, here's the thing, brothers and sisters. Even though our blood is circulating nutrients and resources to go into the cells, they're also circulating poison and toxins and alkaloids and metals and all this stuff. The cell cannot clean all that stuff out. That is our responsibility to keep the blood clean, circulating, moving with speed. If that doesn't happen, you'd be in violation of the speed law that I mentioned earlier. Blood must move with speed, at the speed of light. It must move that fast in order for the cell to be nourished. Otherwise, there will be many cells of our body that will have no nutrients and resources. Then they won't be able to produce brain essential, body essential, and cell essential, and the cell will be compelled to produce diseases and symptoms because there can be no emptiness in our body. If something's supposed to be there, it must be there. If it's not, something negative will take its place. There could be no void. There's no emptiness in space, in the universe. The Almighty Source Creator created something for all of the space. If it's not there, the body will automatically fill the void with negativity, believe it or not. And that's where the disease starts. So it's our responsibility to remove these things, to clean our blood, to remove debris, remove toxic alkaloids that are heat resistant. You can't cook the food and neutralize those things. That's why we should avoid them, identify them, and avoid them. So if we don't remove these things, brothers and sisters, here's what happens. And, of course, we'll be open our line for questions. If you have any questions along the way while we're talking, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic, and you'll be able to ask your question or make your comment. But we have plenty of time to do that. But if you have an urge and you don't want to forget the question, just feel free at any point to press 1 on your phone. Then I will open your mic. But pressure from the debris, the poison, the toxic, the alkaloids, all this stuff that's in the food, not only in the food, it's in the air too. And I listened to the weather report this morning and a day or so ago. They were saying again sometime this week the smoke from Canada with the forest fires burning would be in our area. So there will be more pollutant in the air that we'll be breathing. We'll be breathing these things. We don't know what's all in the air. There's more than oxygen in the air, brothers and sisters. You can count on that. There's a lot more in the air than oxygen. That's just one element that's in the air. Won't you Google and see what our air is made up of? It'd be a lot more than oxygen. So what we're talking about is not far-fetched. This is real. This is real science, because we've used science to analyze these things that's in the air, in the food, and in the water. This is what scintometry does. This is the science that backs up scintometry. That's why we know it's the truth. So if those things were not removed from our body, here's what happened. The DNA would be put at risk. Why is the DNA so important when it comes to our health? That's a question for all of us. And you have heard me, many of you, many times, talk about protecting our DNA. No one is going to protect it if we do not. Within our cells, there's a cellular organelle called the nucleus. And there you will find the DNA, the chromosome, the genes, and the chromatin. Those are the structures that will be found in the nucleus of the cell. The nucleus is the cell engine. This is what makes the cell operate. An engine, it won't go anywhere. Can't do anything. So it is the DNA that must be kept in good repair, protected by us. And so when I ask you the question, who protects or what protects the DNA? You do. You. Me. Because it's our body to take care of. If the DNA is fragmented because of debris is running around and toxic that we did not remove, sludge that we did not remove in the food we're eating, even though we eat it one time a day, doesn't make any difference. One time a day or five times a day, these things are still going to be in our blood, and they're going to be at the cellular level because our blood is under pressure, and they're going to be jamming the cells. So if the DNA is put at risk, then we have a problem, because every discussion about health and disease, brothers and sisters, go back to the DNA. Did I say every? Yes. If someone talks to you about health and they do not mention the cells and they do not mention and they do not mention the DNA, don't listen to them. They're not going to be able to help you. And more likely, they're trying to sell you something. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. You have to know this information, because each and every one of us has a human body that we're responsible for. If we don't master this knowledge, no way we're going to get out of here without diseases. We already have them. So now how do you reverse them? And this is the topic. Health restoration at the cellular level, not the surface. We're going to go deep down. Beneath the surface, to the DNA level, to the lymphatic level, to the blood level, all those different levels, and all of the seven fronts of health would depend on us removing all of the debris and the sludge and the toxic and the toxic metal, the parasite toxic, all these things. Otherwise, these seven fronts of health would be in trouble. Sexual health, that part of your body would be in trouble. Our physical health, that part would be in trouble. Won't be able to produce the energy you need. The health of our organ, if our organ is not healthy, no one would be healthy, because our body depends on having healthy organs, healthy glands. Mental health. If the brain is not functioning properly, then the mind is also not functioning properly. They work together, brothers and sisters. If the brain is congested, I can guarantee you the mind is also congested, even though the mind is the abstract and the brain is the concrete. You can see the brain, but you can't see the mind, but they work together. And that's where health and disease starts, in the person's mind first. So mentally, we must be healthy. But if all these things are not removed and the proper repair and maintenance is not done, then they're going to be affected. metabolism, a metabolic health. That is the sum total of producing heat, metabolic heat. All of our cells require thermal energy. And the food we eat and all these other things that we're consuming is to produce metabolic heat, energy. Heat is energy. And then heat, thermal energy, is electrical energy. That's all the connection, brothers and sisters. And then our emotional health will be affected. People will be all over the place. You won't be able to pay attention. You'll be stubborn. And we won't respect each other like we should. We'll be snappy. No one can tell you anything. You know it all. And you're always talking, never listening. Emotional health will be denied us. And the health of all of the system that we're made up of, our body sits on 11 systems, brother and sister, 11 systems, not one or two, and they all are interdependent on each other. They work together. So if our DNA is compromised, put at risk, there'll be what we call a misalignment between the genes and the DNA, and the DNA and the three RNAs. We're going to take a moment to explain that misalignment. That's called double misalignment. But really, it started with our mind being out of alignment with what our cells need. That's the first alignment, really and truly, because if the mind does not give the cells what they need, you're going to have a disease. And if you do not know and understand what the cells need, well, this is part of the problem. That's why we must be educated properly. We've been misinformed about health. Health is very difficult to achieve, brother and sister. It's not easy. You have to earn it. You have to work at it. You have to apply the principles and the concept. And fortunately, all those things have been figured out for us. We have a school called the American School of Symptomology that have figured all of those things out. The rules, the concept, the principles, all have been figured out. And we continue to do research to uncover every source of every disease. This is the effort and the research effort of the American School of Symptometry, symptomatic science. That's what it does. That's what it will continue to do long into the future. So we need young people to become doctors of symptometry so we can be doing our own research and not depending upon anyone. Like, we can't depend on no one to take care of our body but us. The gift is to each and every one of us, and that's where it starts. So if you have a double misalignment between the genes and the DNA and the DNA and the three RNA, this is why, brothers and sisters, disease will occur because the cell will never receive the blueprint, the set of instruction to produce. You remember the brain essential I was talking about? The body essential, cell essential, to keep us on a paradigm of what's normal. They won't be able to produce those things without the blueprint, without the instruction, without the recipe, so to speak, to produce everything. It's not about just eating food, taking some herbs, taking some vitamins, taking some minerals. No. Health is deeper than nutrition because nutrition does not cure diseases. We all eat food. We take supplements. Many of our cabinet is full of supplements, and we still have problems. No supplement is going to cure diabetes, and no food is going to cure diabetes and inflammation. I don't care what people tell you. It's not going to happen because if it did, we all would be healthy. We all done that already. I know I did. My wife did. And everybody I know did. And we're still stuck with our disease until we know what to do. And I already shared what has to be done. The debris must be removed. The blood impurity must be removed. The toxic metal from the air, in the water, and in the food must be removed. because we all eat plant food at some time or another. And plant has to survive, all of them. And they pull toxic metal, heavy metal, right out of the air. And they also pull them out of the soil. That's what they do. And they use them to produce poison because they want to thrive and survive, and they're good at it. They don't want nobody eating them up. I don't care what we might think about food. They don't exist for us to eat them. They like healthy longevity, too, and they're good at it. That's why they produce poison, all of them, even the one we choose to eat, produce poison. Now, we must have a way to neutralize the poison. Otherwise, we're going to be poisoned by them. And some of them, they have alkaloid that cannot be neutralized in cooking. You have to avoid them or eat just enough, not to get full, but to get the energy and the nutrients from them. And every so often, we have to use subatomic particles. And many of you on this call have heard me talk about them. Now, whether you've used them or not is a whole nother matter, but you can't get out of here alive without using them to remove the poison, the toxic, the sludge, the concretion, the gutter deposit, cholesterol deposit, uric acid, all these things. Our own body produces garbage every time we eat food. And the cell will not be able to remove it. We have to remove it. This is why we have particulates, subatomic particles, to remove the garbage, the sludge, the particles, the calculus, the marble, the gravel, the sand that would be everywhere in the kidney, in the bladder, in your heart, in the lung, in the liver. These things would be everywhere, brothers and sisters, and they would be compromising the DNA. So therefore, what is a disease? It's a code indicating a misalignment between the genes and the DNA and a misalignment between the DNA and the three RNAs. And we've heard about the RNA, messenger RNA. Well, there's three of them inside of us. So why was the DNA damaged? Why was it in disrepair? It was damaged because you didn't know how to protect it from harm. We eat food that has poison in it. And matter of fact, all food on planet Earth has health disruptors. And we take it for granted that they're all healthy and good. Yeah, up to a point. And in the part that's not good for us, we have to know how to remove those things after we eat the food. So we should be eating food by using science to select the food in the first place. They have the least amount of health disruptors and the most nutrients. And even after doing that, there'll still be things left behind that we will have to be removing on a periodic basis. And since we have, many of us have not done that in decades, so we have a lot of garbage to remove in order to achieve optimal health, in order to get ourselves the release, in order to reverse condition and diseases, symptoms. And here's a question again, just to remind us, what protects DNA? You do. I do. We're responsible for protecting our own DNA and removing the blood impurities. There's nobody else's responsibility because the body is a gift to us. Now, we don't know how to take care of it. Can we blame God if we have a disease? Can we moan and groan and cry that God, why you gave me this? No, it simply means that we made mistakes. And your parent didn't know, and their parent didn't know. But today, we know. That's why we have this program. And we can learn this knowledge and information and share it with our families and friends and associates so more people would know. This is how it's done, brother and sister. No one else is going to do this for us. And you think that it's not necessary. Well, time will tell. Time will tell. So, brother and sister, you're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, your certified symptometry health coach. And we're explaining how to restore health at the cellular
cellular level, how to restore health at the cellular level. Very, very important. Very, very important, brothers and sisters, how to restore health at the cellular level. Everything starts with our cells. That is the unit for life. It is the unit of life, brother and sister. If we take care of it, the cell, it will take care of us. If our cells are healthy, we will be healthy. If they are congested and sick, that's what we'll be, sick and congested. I hope we see the relationship. Brothers and sisters, we're going to take another break. Please do not go anywhere at all. If you have a question when we come back, just press 1 on your phone. So we'll be right back. You still have time to call someone and invite them to join us. Thank you so very much. We'll be right back.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of El-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio Station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islamic information and insight as we unite our spiritual and intellectual perceptions and cultivate our human existence together. Inshallah, I will hear you at the lab. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, invites you to join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. for CARE on Air. That's the Council on American Islamic Relations. Our American Muslim 360 host is Edward Ahmed Mitchell, attorney and deputy director. Edward Ahmed Mitchell is an attorney and former journalist who serves as the deputy director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization in the United States. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, and also your certified sometimes your health coach. So we were talking about the DNA, how the DNA becomes fragmented. There are what we call in Scientology DNA saboteurs that sabotages the DNA. And it will be good for you to be familiar with a few of them. Just only going to share a few of them. These are DNA saboteurs, things that would disrupt or put the DNA, your DNA, my DNA, in disrepair. Number one at the top of the list, brothers and sisters, and you probably can tell me, there are many people on the call, I'm sure, that can tell me what that is. And we've been talking about it today already. Poison. Poison. Why poison? We don't have an enzyme to digest poison. That's why. Plants can have poison and their nutrients intermingle. This is the difference between a plant and humans. Plant nutrients and their essentials are intermingled in the plant. That means their poison, their toxin, their nutrients are all mixed together.
But in human, that doesn't work. Poison will compromise our DNA because it neutralizes our enzyme. This is how a venom snake killed the person. All the enzyme are destroyed by the snake venom. That's what it does. Anything that destroys our enzyme, the body will come to a grinding halt. It can do nothing without enzyme. Matter of fact, in order for our cell to be nourished, in order for the nutrients and resources to enter the cell must be able to produce an enzyme that must be near the membrane of the cell called permease. If that enzyme is not present, no nutrient will enter the cell because that permease, that enzyme, must modify every nutrient before it enters the cell to recognize it. Absolutely incredible. You're talking about a fail-safe system. Those nutrients not recognized and modified by permease, not going to enter. And those cells would become malnourished if that enzyme is not produced. What can a malnourished cell do to help you? Absolutely nothing. It won't have energy to do anything. That's why the body will come to a grinding halt. Its enzyme are denatured or made worthless. The number one thing on the list that would make them worthless or denature them, poison. And I said earlier, brothers and sisters, that we're going to be talking about two poisons that's in a common food that we all, I'm not going to say we all, but I know I used to eat it. And many of us are probably still eating it. And two of those foods, and that's others. And I'm going to tell you what they are right now. And they are tomatoes and potatoes. You know, the last part of that name sound the same. I wonder if that a coincidence. Tomatoes and potatoes. Two alkaloids in them. They're glycoalkaloids. If you happen to Google them and look them up. That's what I suggest that you do. Don't take my word that these things are alkaloids, which means they are heat resistant. You can't cook them and neutralize the poison. You cannot cook them enough to neutralize the poison. Symptomatic science have tested these things, brothers and sisters. This is why we know. How can I say and speak like I do if we didn't know? Sometimes you take these things into the laboratory and break them down to the chemical structure, the chemical formula. The chemical formula. The Almighty Source Creator has given everything a signature to identify it. Even we all have a signature, 8 billion people on the planet plus. And there's nobody the same. How is that possible? Even identical twins have their uniqueness. And we can identify them. We all can. We can identify what makes them unique. The fingerprint is unique. The toe print is unique. And the iris of their eyes are unique. Those three places. I can guarantee you none of us on this planet, over 8 billion people, have those things that's the same. The individuality of the individual, the uniqueness of everyone, that's what it symbolizes. So everything else also has its signature. So sometimes they use a chromatography machine to break things down to its signature. So they cannot lie about it. They can sweep the truth under the rug so you don't find out. But they can't lie. Since we have the microscope that can magnify things 50 million times, and we have the chromatography machine, the stethoscope, all of this technology today make it very difficult for them to lie about what's in the food. They can put whatever they want on the label. But if you take the food into the laboratory and hook a data bank to it, then you find the truth. There are many ailments, brother and sister, diseases or symptoms that tomato poison and potato poison cause in a person. And we're going to talk about them. Now, what you do with this information is up to you. It is my responsibility just to begin to share these things and point things out to us that food kills. I paused because I wanted to emphasize that food kills. And too many of us don't believe it. And I'm going to share some of the symptoms and what it does. Just two of these alkaloids. They're called silanin and tamantin. Tamantin. I'm going to spell silanin. You can look it up as I talk. L-A-N-I-N-E. Google it. Or either you can just say, what is the poison in tomato? That would be easy to Google. What is the poison in tomato? See what comes back to you while we speak. You think I'm lying about it? Go right ahead. And we'll continue to share information. So, silanin is one of the poison, and the other one is tomatin, T-O-M-A-T-I-N-E. They're found both in tomato and potatoes and other vegetable that's called nightshade. Nightshade type of vegetable. There's others, but now we're just focusing on these two. We're picking on these two. And we all know that tomato is a multi-billion dollar industry in the world. And we all know this. I'm not trying to run anybody out of business. This is not the functioning purpose of symptometry. But I'm going to share with us that if we don't remove the alkaloids from our body periodically, I'm going to share with what happens. And you go around here with these conditions, you wonder what happened. You go to the doctor, he don't have a clue. He's clueless, just like most of us. You're not trained in this regard. So I'm going to give the chemical formula. I'm going to go a step further. The signature on silanin, S-O-L-A-N-I-N-E. Here's the chemical formula. Write it down. And you can check it out later. It is C45H73NO15. Now we're going to break it down. C stands for carbon. That is 45 carbon atoms that make up this glycoalkaloid. The next atom is hydrogen, the hottest gas in the universe, hydrogen. 73 atoms of hydrogen. 73. That should tell you something. 45 atoms of carbon. That should tell you something. Then the other component is NO. What's NO? Nitrogen monoxide. 15 atoms of nitrogen monoxide. We all heard of carbon dioxide. And all I got to do is ask anyone on this line what carbon dioxide does in a person, cause a person to do. If your car filled with carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, if your home filled up with carbon monoxide, if your apartment filled up with carbon monoxide, if nobody gets there in time, because you would be out of it. And if they don't get there in time, you are gone. You are dead. So now we have here nitrogen monoxide, 15 atoms. In each element of silanin. I don't know how else I can say it. It's an extremely violent poison. It's irrelevant that it's in tomatoes and potatoes. It's irrelevant. You were consuming this. This is why sometimes they say food kills. We know what's in it. We know what they're made up of. This is a plant evolved to protect itself. This is what they do. Since you're not killed off right away, we think it's okay because somebody said, okay, we can eat this. And, of course, it's a billion-dollar industry. You think the FDA going to highlight that? No, they're going to sweep it under the rug, brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to be no conspiracy theories and all that, but I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you the facts. And no one has to lose their investment. We just got to take care of ourselves. This is the point, brothers and sisters. We're responsible for taking care of ourselves. That gesture, saline, the tomatins is worse than that. For those who wrote down the chemical formula, now here's the chemical formula for tomatin, T-O-M-A-T-I-N-E. It has 50 atoms of carbon. Saline has 45. Now we got five more, 50 atoms of carbon. How much hydrogen does it have? 83 atoms of hydrogen, whereas saline has 73, even more. How much nitrogen monoxide does it have? 21 atoms of nitrogen monoxide that make up this toxic alkaloid. 21, whereas saline has 15. Even more, brothers and sisters. Now you tell me if that's toxic or not, based on what we know about saline that I just described, the chemical formula, the chemical structure. These are two alkaloids that are found in tomato and potato, and there are other nightshades. They're in all nightshades. This is the information and knowledge that Scintometry uncovered with the aid of a chromatography machine. Even though our nutrition, all we're talking about, these nutrients that's in tomatoes, lycopene, magnesium, choline, vitamin C, you know, people drink the juice, the tomato juice, for vitamin C. We use the tomato paste for making all kind of recipes. All kind of culture foods. Just about every culture in the world use tomato to make their culture food. Salsa, all kind of things. We know about these things. We eat at these restaurants, many of us. They all have their specialty food. And these ripened tomatoes, they look so pretty, attractive, appealing to the eyes. That red, and we forgot red means danger. This is why a stop sign has red in it. But danger and nature, those fancy colors, is there for a reason. But we overlook that. We overlook those signs. Oh, that don't mean anything. It's just red. Or it could be green, too. It does mean something, brother and sister. There's a science to color. And one of these days, we'll talk about the science of color. Don't take anything for granted on this planet. Why do we keep missing tomatin and saline in potatoes and tomatoes? Why do we keep missing them? Two deadly poison in both of them. That's a question that we have to ask, brothers and sisters. I'm just bringing things to our mind, our attention. Now, what you do with the information is up to you. And I'm going to share the remedy for what we have to do. We already explained it. We must use subatomic particles to ionize these things periodically from our body. Because we're going to tell us or share with us what they would do, what symptom they cause, and what addiction they cause. And we're not lying about the various addiction, brothers and sisters. All you have to do is go back in your mind and think about the people that you are in contact with or have a relationship with. Think about what went wrong with their health. People have been eating these vegetables all of their life. Not only that, brothers and sisters, we're going to take it a step further. Their mother ate them. So these acolytes, many of us were born with them. They were transferred to us from our mothers. I'm not just hopping on our mother, brothers and sisters. I'm not doing that. That's not what I'm making that statement. I'm just letting us know whatever the mother is eating is going to be transferred to the child, even though she didn't know that she did the best she could. Now we are here with these things inside of us. Now we have some time to remove these things. We don't have to just keep on going like there's no help for us. We can remove those things, even the one that we would transfer in our blood from our mother. If you don't believe that, that's your problem. Health and disease starts in the person's mind. And the mind is where our belief system is, our conviction. It doesn't have to be true. A person can be made to believe anything. We already know that. We can have a long discussion, last many hours, about what a person would believe in, be made to believe in, primitive ones and modern ones. So we're not going to waste time with that. There are particulates that sometimes have produced that will hydrolyze the tomato sludge and the sludge from the potatoes, that acolyte. Those two, both of them, that cause all ailment, and we have a list of them. I'm going to read that list. And we're hoping you call some people so we'll be able to share this with more people. But nevertheless, we have a number of people on the call, and we will go with what we have. There's a particulate. The code name is Ladirix, L-A-D-R-I-X-A-L. That will hydrolyze, oxidize, ionize these two alkaloids from our blood, from our liver, from our system. It or not. If people talk about, can I detox with using herbs? Can I detox with some food? No. Not enough energy to detox at this level we're talking about. To detoxify the poison in tomato and potato, as well as poison in other nightshades, you must use particulate, subatomic particle. It produces the thermal energy and the electrical energy to dissolve and break the bond on that alkaloid. So it will not continue to do us harm. And the ailment that these two alkaloids will cause will stop. And here are some of the ailments, brother and sister. Here are some of the ailments. And then we're going to talk about some addiction that they cause. These are ailments, and there are other addiction that it will cause in a person to have. I hope we're paying attention. But if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll answer your question or allow you to make a comment. That's what we'll do at any point in time, brothers and sisters. Otherwise, we'll continue. Here are some of the symptoms that were caused by the solanine and the tomatine, which is a glycoalkaloid. Alkaloid are those substances, some plants, the plant produced to protect their DNA that are heat resistant. You can cook them, it will still be present. That means if you cook the food and eat it, it's in you now. And what you do with it later, based on the knowledge that you have, will determine what you do with it. Now, here's some condition. Number one, paralysis. Have you ever heard anybody being wheelchair-bound or bedridden? It is because of these two alkaloids will be the main culprit. They cause paralysis, brothers and sisters, due to the complete loss of ambulatory force. Our body operates through force and energy. This is indisputable. You can't even argue with this. Our body operates through force and energy. You deplete the force and the energy, you can't move. And that's what the acolyte is doing to most people. If you're paralyzed, you can't move. The ambulatory force in the spines and the leg, the loss of these forces make the person be confined to a wheelchair or bedridden, with a total loss of self-reliance. You'll be dependent upon someone else to take care of you. This is the type of knowledge that St. Thomas is uncovering every single day, brother and sister. I am a student at the American School of Symptometry. I will always be a student. We must keep learning and keep learning and keep learning because so much we have missed out on. We must keep learning, brother and sister. Learning stimulates imagination. Imagination stimulates creativity. Creativity stimulates determination. And that's what it takes to live on this planet. We have to be determined. Otherwise, you'll give up too quick, too soon. And that's what happened to most people. They give in. When it comes to their diseases, they make themselves comfortable with it, and they give in. We can't afford to give in, brother and sister. We have to keep fighting to the bitter end. There's so much for us to learn. So if a person cannot move, they lose their mobility, then severe depression will set in following the loss of their mobility. Severe depression. Just think about the people that you know that can't move around like they used to. They're severely depressed, brother and sister. We can help these people. We can help our people. This is what sometimes you're here for. Where no surgery will work for them. It doesn't mean just because they're paralyzed is all over. You just have to know what to do to restore movement in the nerve, in the muscle, in the tissues. You have to understand force and energy. Our body is a gift from the Almighty Source Creator, and He created us in perfect condition, with perfection. He created us perfect. We just have to understand what we have and the ability it has, this body of ours. It's up to us. We have to figure it out. Number two, let's get on with it. Influenza. People have the flu. Yeah, it's come from a microbe, all right. But the sludge coming from the tomato in these two alkaloids would be growth factor for influenza. Tomato sludge is an excellent growth factor for the cold viruses, including the influenza variant, all of them. No microbe will gravitate to you unless you have its food supply called growth factor. That is a scientific truth. Why would it gravitate to you if you don't have its food? All biological organisms is going to gravitate to its food source. If you want to wonder why you have this or that or a virus, you have his food. And he's coming for it. Just think about what we're saying here. Rocket science is not far-fetched. No one has just brought it to your attention in the way that we're doing it. That's all. Number three, tendencies to faint. And we all know how hot it is now. Even before the heat, there are certain people have tendencies to faint. It's because of those two alkaloids in them, in their blood, in their liver. Number four, headaches, migraine headaches. Basically, all headaches come from these two alkaloids, brothers and sisters. Potatoes and tomatoes, saline and tomatines. You wonder why you have headaches? Remove these alkaloids from your body, from your blood, from your liver. That's all I can say. Watch what happens. Occipital headaches. Number six, rheumatism. How many people have that? Rheumatoid arthritis. And they call it what that they call it? You can't even think right now. Maybe someone else know what they call rheumatoid arthritis, the same thing they call lupus. Well, the body is attacking itself. Some food is just like that. The body's not attacking itself. It has problems. It needs help from you. It needs external help. Pain in the heart. Slow pulse. pain in the chest muscle, watery eyes, where your eyes just watery. It's watery all the time. They are watering all the time. The roof of your mouth itch. Well, if you don't have, you haven't had that done or that happened to you yet, but if it happened in the future, you know why. Now you know why. That those two alkaloids. Very gassy. No passing gas, real frequent. No matter what you eat, diarrhea, regardless of what you are eating, you have diarrhea. Constant vaginal discharge. Menses coming earlier and earlier before the next cycle. Tolerate noise. Just hearing the sound of dishes being washed, you can't tolerate it. The noise. They're on your nerve. People on your nerve, get on your nerve real easy. Real easy to be irritable, to irritate you. Very easy to do it. How you can live in this world now, the way it is, and you it's very quick for you to become irritable. That's not comfortable for anyone. All the things going on in our world today, in your house, somebody watching TV, somebody's on the cell phone, somebody on their computer, somebody on their laptop, and somebody's playing music, all this stuff is going on at the same time. You got two or three children, they're all doing something different. And if you can't cope with that, you have a problem. Well, these two alkaloids will make it very difficult for you to cope with it. We'll just give a few others. Thirst, very thirsty, a large amount of water will not quench your thirst. If you drink so much water, it causes kidney problems. See, anything we give our body that's too much of, even water, if it's too much, you have a problem. We can only give our body what it needs. If we give it something that it doesn't need and they're drinking too much water, then you will have a problem. That water will create and produce kidney stone very quickly. And you think water will dissipate those kidney stones, but drinking too much water will do just the opposite. Just the opposite. And it will cause your osmosis mechanism to be in disrepair. That's what will be producing the kidney stone. Alzheimer's disease, forgetfulness, dementia, where ideas will just vanish from you. You have a thought in your mind, and you're trying to get it out. It just flees from you. You're having a conversation, and the thought just left right in the middle of the sentence. You lost your thought. These two alkaloids, brother and sister, thalidomide and trimethoprim. Insomnia. Can I sleep at night? Sleeplessness. Restless sleep. You can't get a good night's sleep. How can you live comfortably on this planet when you can't have a good night's sleep? You're always tired, exhausted. Part of being healthy is getting enough rest and sleep. Undisturbed sleep, sound sleep, not by taking a sleeping pill. It doesn't work. Sound sleep. What does it take to have sound sleep? Pentometer knows what it takes and what must be produced in the brain to produce sound sleep. Vertigo. Well, you lightheadedness. You bend down to pick up a pencil or bend down to pick up something you drop, stand up. Man, somebody got to be holding you. Vertigo. From these two alkaloids. From these two alkaloids, brother and sister. I'm going to speed this up and just go. I want to share a few more. Frequent night urination. Going to the bathroom 5, 6, 7, 8 times during the night. You cannot empty your bladder entirely. You just went to the bathroom. You didn't empty it, so now you have to go back again. Next 30 minutes. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Please let me know. Press 1 on your phone and let me know whether any of these things, any of these conditions sound familiar. If you know someone that's experiencing them, you don't have to say you are. You can just say, hey, so I know someone. We're not trying to get you to identify yourself, but I'm sure you know someone that experiencing these conditions. So if you do and not afraid to share, just raise your hand, and I'll call on you. 803-422, your mic is open. Open.
Hello, how are you today?
We're doing excellent. How about
you? We're doing excellent. How about you? Well, I'm doing fine, yeah, but you sure did hit a you sure hit a nerve when you talk about going to the bathroom two or three times. Just drop it into a sleep, good sleep, and gotta get right back up. Go back
absolutely
to sleep, get right
it's
back
so
up. Oh my goodness.
I'm
oh
sorry,
my
we
goodness.
Have, we have feedback. We have you might have two mics open.
You might have two mics open.
Somewhere.
Okay.
But so do you know someone that's experiencing this?
Pardon me?
Do you know someone that's experiencing some of these symptoms that we're describing?
Me.
Oh.
Me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether
okay
anybody else want to be honest about it, but it is all me, everything that you're
well
saying.
Thank
yes
you for being honest. We're not trying to point out nobody, but we thank you for being honest because we're telling the truth. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up.
That's right. You're not making it up, because I'm telling you right now everything that you're saying that has happened to me. And I'm wondering, I've got a question. Do you think a lot of mucus buildup in the body is pertaining to those elements that we have? Okay. Because sometimes I can't even swallow just so much.
Yeah, because it produces sludge. Sludge will cover the mucous membrane. If the mucous membrane, the cell that make up our mucous membrane requires a lot of heat to nourish them.
Uh-huh.
If something is covering the cell membrane, that make up the membrane, rather, then you're going to produce more mucus. That's what your body is telling you. I need help. I need help. Do something. Do something. That's what the symptoms mean.
God.
It's a coded language for help. It doesn't mean that you go get a cough drop or some lozenge or drink some water, because that's not going to help you.
Uh-huh.
We have to remove the source.
I do need the help then. Thank you so much.
We're going to give our contact. We're going to give our contact information, and just feel free to call us, and we'll tell you what you have to do. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And we certainly appreciate you being brave enough to identify that we are telling the truth. I certainly appreciate that, because I began to think nobody had these things, and nobody had any disease. I'm just wondering why they're on the phone. Yeah, you were brave enough, and we thank you for that.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Just press 1 on your phone as you make your exit, and then we'll open the line for someone else that's brave enough to share with us someone that's have these conditions that we just named. We're going to name a few more. Then we're going to name addiction that these things cause. Okay. And our caller might have a few more of these before we get finished, but if they do, we have what it takes to remove them. You remove the source and give the cell what they need in terms of nutrients and resources, modify your diet and lifestyle, remove the blood impurities, all these things, you can reverse any condition if you're determined, but you must be determined to do it. You have to do the heavy lifting. I can't do it for you. I have to do it for me. I can guide you and direct you and help you. But each one of us have the responsibility of the body that we have been blessed with. And we should know and learn how to take care of it. But here's a few more. Damage to the right or left arm caused by birth control devices. Xylanine and Timantin make search implementation problematic. Implantation problematic. No birth control thing that people have implanted in them will become problematic by these two alkaloids. I'm not going to say anything else about that. Left arm is numb as if it has gone to sleep. Same thing happened with the right arm. It's gone to sleep. Numb. Now you know what's causing it. Pain in the eyes. Pain in the wrist, like carpal tunnel syndrome. There's a cause for every disease, brothers and sisters. There's a source behind it.
And it's St. Thomas' responsibility and objective to find every source of every disease. Dyslexia, people who see letters and words turn in the wrong direction, upside down, all kind of shapes, all kind of way they be going. And they're trying to learn to read. Your children have dyslexia. And their teachers and their classmates would think that they are dumb, and they're not dumb at all. You're feeding them tomatoes and potatoes. They need to be ionized, these two alkaloids that cause this dyslexia. There's a source for every disease. White coat on the tongue. Anxiety, belching all the time. Constant desire to clear your throat all day long. You clear your throat all day, and drinking water won't help you. Pain in the throat or on the side of the throat. Seasonal allergy. People have seasonal allergy. Every time the season changes, they're loaded with allergy. They can't make it. They can't breathe when they go outside. Now, it's really very difficult nowadays with the heat and all. Every time the season changes, you got allergy. Well, I just shared with you the root cause and how to remove them. How to remove them. There's a particulate that St. Thomas has to remove these things. And pain in the leg. So that's about 37 to 40 different conditions, brothers and sisters. We're going to share a few more things in terms of addiction. These two alkaloids, selenium and tamantine, also cause addiction. Addiction to all kinds of things. And like I said earlier, this is my disclaimer. It is not our objective to run people out of business, and that's not what this is about. And we know tomatoes and these products are multi-billion-dollar industry all over the world. People sell these things. There's no restaurant that do not sell ketchup and do not use tomatoes. Not one. They all have these products that we're talking about. There's not one restaurant that do not sell potatoes. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Not one. It's just a billion, multi-billion dollar business. And the FDA would not share this information. They sweep it under the rug. And we all know why. Because of the multi-billions of dollars at stake. But we have to take care of ourselves. So we're sharing this information with our brother and sister. So we can reverse our condition and become the very best possible human being on this planet so we can solve these problems that we're faced with. Somebody got to be around to solve these things. You know, and even though we know this is a multi-billion dollar industry, ketchup alone, salsa, tomato paste, tomato juice, tomato sauce, there's no fast food that do not have these things. None. Tomato is the lifeblood of every African culture, Central American culture, South American culture, Native American culture, and European culture. I just about cover all of them on the planet. So we do understand, and we're not trying to run anybody out of business, but these things are problematic. And we're just naming two of them. Many food we'll be sharing with you that has the same, that has not the same one, but different alkaloids. They do the same thing. But these are major. I hope you understand. I hope you're listening. And if you stop eating tomato sludge that has been there for decades, will still have to be ionized. They don't just disappear. If you eat in tomato and potatoes, these alkaloids would be in your system and in your blood. They will circulate until you die, unless we remove them. This is part of the maintenance and upkeep, brothers and sisters, that we must do. And we're responsible for doing it if we want to be optimally healthy. No one will share this information with you, probably even if they knew about it. So this is what optimal health entails. It's very difficult to be healthy, let alone optimally healthy, where we make our body, prepare our body to resist diseases, to resist these things. We can do it. That's what we have to do. There's other symptoms from nightshade. Different liver particular would need to be used to detoxify the liver. But here are some other conditions that these two alkaloids will cause in a human being. Number one, addiction and craving. All kinds of addiction and craving. Swollen feet. Stomach pain or discomfort. Tumor in the stomach. I talked to someone the other day. They had a tumor in their stomach, and they went for the surgery option, and then they found out they couldn't remove the tumor. So, brother and sister, come to Centometry and let surgery be your last option if you do it at all. Surgery will not remove the source of the disease. If the source of the disease is not removed, the disease will still become more and more chronic, even though surgery took place. And I'm not just talking. I'm telling you undisputed truth. Headaches over both eyes. Tumor in the rectum. Ticklish cough. When you have that ticklish cough, the entire body becomes stiff. Mental illness marked by delirium tremors. Not only the person is mentally ill, but they also have the tremors, like a person who has Parkinson's disease, appendicitis. They will also cause appendicitis. Amazing, brother and sister. Amazing. And it doesn't stop there. It just keep going, but I'm going to stop there at that point. I'm just going to share with you, with us, some addiction. The sludge from tomatin and salinin. Sludge, the addiction that they cause, craving sweets and justifying their consumption. Craving salt and justifying its consumption in excess. Before you taste the food, you're already putting salt on it. You didn't even taste it to see if it was salty already. Excess. You give ourselves excess, then we have problems. You're compelled to produce symptoms and disease. Excess is one of those things that cause diseases. Excess, too much of something, too much of anything, whether it's good or not, doesn't make any difference. Too much of it will be too much. Then it will cause problems. Craving indigestible item. This is called pica, P-I-C-A. Craving chalk, lead paint, lead pencil, eating paper, eating dirt. Human beings do all of these things when they have craving. And then our sisters who are pregnant, they crave all kinds of things. And then they eat them. You think that's not being passed on to the child? Those things will have to be ironized from the child's system after they get here, especially if the person do not know about pregnancy management at Centometry, especially if they don't do pregnancy management at or with Centometry, because she won't know. Craving butter, craving milk, craving yogurt, craving cheese, craving wine, liquor, craving dry ice. Craving water, a lot of the water, drinking gallons at a time. Eggs, craving olives, craving lemonade, like to eat onion. Sometimes it does not recommend eating onion. Onion is a tumor agent. You can cook with them, and you cut them in such a way so you scoop them out of the food. Do not eat them. They are excellent for pulling nutrients out of the food that you cook it in, but they are not to be consumed. Onion. They have a substance called
sulfate, another alkaloid, even though we're not discussing that one today. But for your information, that's another one that causes tumor in a human. Maybe some new people on the line that never heard that before. Now you know. People who like eating garlic, another tumor agent, has an alkaloid called theophosphate. Theophosphate, that's what's in garlic, is also a tumor agent. And men has the most problem with them. Eating onion and garlic cause elevated PSA or prostate issue. Main source. People who love to eat tomatoes, craving tomatoes, addiction to cigarette smoking, addiction to vapor, all kind of vapor. Not only cigarette and cigars, but vapor that come from glue, sniffing alcohol. not the kind that you go to the alcohol store to get what do you call those places that sell liquor? Not that kind, but the kind you rub on you. People sniff that stuff. Sniffing gasoline, sniffing glue, do all these things. Even sex addiction is caused by those two alkaloids, brother and sister. Sex addiction. Addiction to just all kind of plain stuff. People just want to do one thing all the time. It could be swimming. It could be surfing. It could be drag racing. It could be burning your house down. Arsenic. People addicted to doing these things. People addicted to stealing, shoplifting. They're addicted to doing it. Addiction to eating fruits, drinking soda. Addicted to painkillers. Now, people addicted to just exercising. Every time you see them, they're exercising. They're in the gym all the time. They don't do anything else. They get up, they're in the gym. Before they lay down, they're in the gym. So all kind of addiction, brothers and sisters. Addiction to eating meat. There are people who want to eat nothing but meat. They don't want to eat a plant. They don't want no vegetable, no fruit. Just give me meat. I'm a meat eater. That's all I eat. That's an addiction caused by these two alkaloids. Absolutely amazing, brothers and sisters. So those are some addictions. That the sludge of saline and the sludge of tamantin causes in a person. I think that's about all we want to share with that. Does anyone have a question? Okay, I see a hand raised. Let's go to that 111. Your mic is open. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amina.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you for tuning in today and listening.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
I would have called in earlier, but I'm just coming back from the post office and somewhere else and the library. So, and today's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. We pray that the Almighty Source Creator bless you many more rotation around the sun. Many more.
Yes, sir. Inshallah. But what I wanted to ask is...
Yes, ma'am.
Since you're talking about addictions, you know, I know of several people in my family, my family of origin, that are addicted to sleeping pills.
Yes.
What can symptometry recommend for that? Because I'm just asking because I know they won't ask. They, you know, I have relatives that don't, you know, just and then in the off chance that some other people that are listening have that issue, you know, sometimes people
are
reluctant to you know call in and ask. But I'm just when you were talking about addictions, it made me think of it. Yes, sir.
Yes. What a person needs to produce.
And I hang up and listen.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Salaamu alaikum.
Wa
Walaikum assalam. Press one on your phone, then I mute your mic. Yes. What a person needs to have sound sleep. They need to be producing serotonin and melatonin for sound sleep. If something, an alkaloid or poison, block the production of this neurotransmitter and hormone, the neurotransmitter being serotonin, and the hormone being melatonin, the person will have trouble sleeping. So these two alkaloids cause, they block the production of those brain centers. This is what's happening in the person. So in order to clear it up, particulates must be utilized. You mentioned they're taking sleeping pills. They're addicted to them. Now they have an addiction because the sleeping pills do not work. If you take a sleeping pill and you're sleeping, that is not the kind of sound sleep that the human body needs. It must have sound sleep produced by the cells, because our body repairs itself through various maintenance while we're sleeping, while our tempo is reduced while we're sleeping. Much repair work has been done. No sleeping, sound sleep, no repair work. Nothing's being refurbished, nothing is being renewed. Body just continue to fall apart, break down, fall apart, break down. This is what is happening to them. Over the years, they're going to reach a point. It won't be good. So you ionize these alkaloids from their blood, from their liver, from their system. And then there are people who sleep all the time, narcolepsy. Just the reverse. They can sleep 12 hours, 13 hours every day. That's all they do, sleep, sleep, sleep. What's happening to them? They're producing too much melatonin. Melatonin and serotonin is not in balance. So they're sleeping all the time. Their serotonin, they're not able to produce it. Those neurotransmitters and hormones must always be in balance. They're not in balance. They're out of balance with each other. This is another way that the human body must be kept and maintained. These hormone neurotransmitters, a certain one of them, must be all kept in balance. If they're out of balance with each other, then we have a problem. So that is the answer to your question. The person needs to contact symptometry and get the particulates that they need to ionize the alkaloids from their blood, from their system, from their organ, and molecules to jumpstart the enzyme production, which be the nutrients that the cells need to do just that. So they will have everything they need to produce all the brain essential and body essential that's needed to get them back to normalcy. That's what must happen. So if you have a question, press one on your phone. We'll open your mic. Or if you have a comment to make, we'll allow you to make your comment, brother and sister. Allow you to make a comment. So anyone that have a question, just press one on your phone, and we'll allow you to make your comment or ask your question. Ask your question. Otherwise, brothers and sisters, we're going to take another quick break. And we'll come back and we're going to share our contact information and share some information about the website and other things that we can do to improve our health. So please do not go anywhere at all. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, and your certified symptometry health coach. We'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum, host, your quality assurance team leader, Abdul Shaheed, here to remind us that our quality assurance reports are due the third Sunday of each month.
We're about to complete another fantastic month of broadcasting at AM 360. In our effort to continue to improve our platform, please complete and submit your personal quality assurance report by going to cwsc.us. Do a search in the search bar for SEO quality assurance review. Please read the instructions, then scroll down to complete the review. Once completed, please click the submit button at the bottom left in red. And may we all have another successful month of broadcasting at AM 360. Thank you, Abdul Shaheed, Quality Assurance Team Leader. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We have a few more minutes left in our program, and then we have Imam Abdulaziz will be coming right behind us with his program. Hopefully some of you will stick around for his program. But we'll continue. The liver of a person who suffered from any of the above ailment that we mentioned earlier must be given the most suitable particulates to hydrolyze the slush that nightshades produced when they was in their mother's womb. Like we said earlier, even what the mother ate would affect the child, would be in the blood of the child. So if it's nightshade, these tomatoes and potatoes and other nightshade that the mother would be eating would be passed on to the child. If they won't continue to eat tomatoes and potatoes, the liver must detoxify the saline sludge periodically. We just reminded that this is what must happen if you don't want to be going through those symptoms and those addiction. Now, here's a question. It's a question for all of us. How does tomato sludge or potato sludge affect the person's brain? Affects the person's brain. Here we talk about mental health again. Mental health. It causes addiction. We already said that. Craving. We already mentioned those. Lack of fresh ideas. Resistance to change. Stubbornness. Refusal to forgive. Or vindictiveness. Irritability over trifling things. Appetite for vengeance, you know, they want an eye for an eye. These people are, they are cruelty, they're unnecessary defiance for no reason, baseless superstition or suspicious about things, suspicious of everything. They have malice. They have propensity for violence and criminality. Many of the criminals in our community, brothers and sisters, are being produced by what they're eating. Many of them. And they don't even know it. And that's the cause, the source. So we're looking at mental illness and criminality.
the cocaine problem, the marijuana problem, the methamphetamine problem, the nicotine problem, et cetera, or addiction problem, and every addiction problem stem from selenite sludge or tomatin sludge. Did you all hear what I just said? I hope you're paying attention. All addiction coming from these two alkaloids. This sludge that these things produce has never been ionized from the person's brain. We have proof, brothers and sisters, that this is the case. Scientific proof that this is the case. Now, what we do with the information, what you do with the information, I know what I'm going to do with it, and I know what I'm already doing with it. Now, what are you going to do with the information? And what are you going to do to get more advanced information? We have a school set up, brothers and sisters, so you can keep learning. All I'm able to do right now is draw your attention to the danger of tomatoes and potatoes. Now, what you do with that information is up to you. Symptometry, therapeutic science, strongly recommends that after eating tomato and potatoes, the selenite sludge must be ionized. The tomatin sludge must be ionized using subatomic particles. The only way you can get rid of it, to break the bond on those things so they'll be released from the body, dissolved. Sometimes I also recommend avoiding tomatoes and potatoes or eating them in moderation. You know, there are people who always eat French fries for every meal. They're addicted to them. If you're going to eat them in moderation. Then after eating such vegetable, the tomatin sludge and the selenin sludge must be ionized within 24 hours, then they will not cause you any problem. This is what you must know. That's what we call a reverse technique. When you eat something that you know you shouldn't have eaten, in order to reverse the effects of it, sometimes they have various reverse techniques. That's one of them. Take the particulate. Within 24 hours, it will relieve you of the effects. I don't know what else we can do, brother and sister. We're not trying to make the tomato and potato business to collapse because they have a significant contribution to the economy. They employ people and they pay taxes and all these things happen to make the world go round, brothers and sisters. But we still have to protect ourselves. We still responsible for protecting ourselves. Now I've given you a method to do it, whether you use it or not, or will you continue to allow your disease to become more and more chronic? That's up to each and every one of us. Health is about individual effort, brothers and sisters. We all must make the effort. If we don't make the effort, health will be denied. His health is an individual effort. We must have the presence of mind to keep ionizing selenite and tomatin sludge from the liver periodically if we choose to continue to eat tomatoes and potatoes. In order to remain healthy, mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, and in every other way, seven different fronts to health, brothers and sisters. So, brother and sister, if you have a need to contact us, please feel free to call us by contacting us with 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. Also, you can contact us through email. And that email address is ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. please visit the website for the American School of St. Thomas, a not-for-profit, and that website is amsos.org, amsos.org. Brother and sister, there's other places where we speak, other platforms we speak on. We have we speak on a platform called IWDM, Blog Talk Radio, every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The program is called The Signs of Health and You. Please join us, our host, Rashid Abdul Salam, and myself every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. All you have to do is call in by using the number 714-816-4673. The number again is 714-816-4673. No passcode is needed. Every Saturday and Sunday, we do a morning Tyleen on Free Compass Call. If you have the app, you can see us making various presentations. I make use of a PowerPoint presentation with a lot of information, loaded with information. Download the app, set up an account, and join us on Morning Tyleen. That's every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Or with your phone, you can dial into 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound. And we have archives of Morning Tyleen calls. The last three, four, or five of them is phenomenal. Please, I'm going to give the replay number, and you can go and listen to them. And that replay number is 605-475-4949, same passcode, 289-2322-POUND. Brothers and sisters, we thank you so very much for joining us today on Optimal Health. The disease will not be cured because the genes will not release the blueprint to a DNA that's damaged. It's our responsibility to repair our DNA and protect it. We'd like to greet everyone. We certainly appreciate you joining us today. We look forward for you to join us again next Monday, same time, same station. So please stand by for Maya Ale Kuliha and the host being Imam Abdul Aziz, who is the Imam of Masjid Adam, the Center for Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. We are together under any and all circumstances. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360
for the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service, and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورث الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباد له الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين ناسوا أن أنفسهم وأنفسهم فأولئك هم الظالمون. We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed. We begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him and we seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we humbly ask Allah for the same prayers, the same peace, the same mercy and blessings upon all of his family members who follow him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and their followers and excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Warakuddin Muhammad, as we ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say Amen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyah al-Kulihal. I'm your host, Iman Abdulaziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, 360. And as we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day, we ask him to bless all of you and your families. And we begin with the greetings of peace, the greetings of the angels, the greetings of paradise, of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, as we always begin our show, we always want to first and foremost ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our brothers and sisters who return to him, who preceded us in their return to him. And so with that being said, we ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, our dear brother Imam Thomas Abdul Salam. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of his family. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Vernon Fareed and his family, as well as on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family, as well as upon our dear brother, Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Abdul Karim Majid Hassan and his family, upon our dear brother Imam Ajin Muhammad and his family, Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family. We ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Farouk Abdul Wali and his family. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Rafiq Rasul and his family, Imam Ali Rashid and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Muhammad Ansari and his family. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, Imam Ajin Muhammad and his family, Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family. We also ask you, dear brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Al-Hajja Khadija Tyson, Al-Hajja Robina Lebron, Al-Hajja Dalila Shaheed, Al-Hajj Lawrence Shaheed. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Doreen Muhammad, Sister Robin Muhammad, and our Sister Aisha, the wife of Imam Abdul Karim Hamid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to grant them high stations in Jannah, and to also grant entry to those that we did not mention who are from amongst the believers. Dear brothers and sisters, be mindful of the idea of the importance of making dua on behalf of our brothers and sisters. It's very important that we, dear brothers and sisters, continue to make dua on behalf of them. We are not in a situation, dear brothers and sisters, where we be inclined to forgetting the efforts that they made. So our gift to them is our dua, our chance to make good on the fact that we appreciate all that we got from them, is to continue making dua for them, dear brothers and sisters, and in hopes that someday someone will think of us and make dua on our behalf, and maybe that dua will be the very thing, if we're being hampered from getting to where we're trying to go, from getting to the promised land, dear brothers and sisters, that dua may be the very thing on the scale, brothers and sisters, to spend your life in an effort to get as many people to be making dua for you as possible. And that means that you have to affect the lives of people. That means that you have to affect the lives of people in a positive way. There's no scandal attached to it, dear brothers and sisters. The idea is that you're developing a relationship with people that's based on genuine love, care, and concern. So they're ready to make dua for you. They're willing. They can't wait to be a part of that process of making dua on your behalf. So let our works guarantee that, dear brothers and sisters. Let our works be the very thing that make us worthy kind of recognition. May Allah help us to that we say amen.
Brother Imam, the life, leadership, and legacy of Wallace D. Muhammad. Parts 1 and 2. Written by Benjamin Mushir Bilal. Produced by Benjamin Mushir Bilal and Karima Medina Bilal. Directed by Khalil Briard. Music production by Leander Tate. For True Human Empowerment Media, LLC. Featuring the voices of Benjamin Mushir Bilal as the voice of Wallace D. Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, I Spy, Elijah Muhammad Jr., Nat Cole, Sam Cooke, and himself. Karima Medina Bilal as the voice of Clara Muhammad, the narrator and reporter, and singing Strange Fruit. Khalil Briard as Agent Andrew Amos, and the Azan by Khalid Ali. Part 3 will be available in March 2016. In the meantime, enjoy the audio performance.
Will you stop talking? I don't want to think. I don't want to think.
Yeah.
Now, she was a little bit conscious. Yes, she was.
Yes, sir.
Because she knew that I was making her think.
Oh, yeah.
Now they have regressed and gone so far away from intelligent human life,
yeah,
that they don't even, you don't bother. They don't even know you're talking. While you're talking, they're chewing popping gum or shaking the booty. They don't hear a thing you're saying. Can't hear a thing you're saying. Now that's dead, isn't it? Yeah, moral death. Spiritual and moral death. Yes, so another thing, you know, we should see our youngsters doing well and let everybody know they exist. Because those who want to use us and make money on our bad behavior, they are going to find the bad guy and the bad girl, and they're going to make sure that they are known. So what is that doing to our good youngsters? It's making them wonder. I don't do those things. And look at them hugging that bad guy. And they come here, honey. I still love you just like you are. Give me a hug. And the good guy looking at that, right? The good son or good friend looking at that, and saying, "Hey, I'm living right." And I don't get no attention.
Yeah.
And he's notorious. really bad. And he's getting all the attention. We have to reverse that. We have to stop that. We have to start recognizing the good child. Let the good child come up here and speak. Yes. And that'll help the good child. And eventually it'll tell the bad child, you got to get popular another way. You know, a lot of them are bad just because they know it's popular to be bad. We can change all that. Another area we need to look at is the way we see the city, the public facilities, the sidewalk outside the house, the curb in the streets in front of your house,
yes,
the lawn,
yes,
the walk you take to go to the store,
yes,
the walk you take through the park,
right,
the vehicle, the public vehicle you ride on,
yes,
the bus, the train, whatever. We have to perceive it differently.
Yes.
These things belong to all of us.
All right. Yes, sir.
You have the ghost of the plantation in you. Mm. The ghost of the plantation say, this is a white man's.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's a white man's street. He owns this street. White man on this sidewalk.
Yeah.
Let me dirt it up. Let me trash it. Let me spit on it. Let me break out a window. Huh?
Yes,
become destructive. And we destroy our environment.
That's right.
We make ugly our own environment that we're living in.
That's right.
And an ugly environment makes your spirit ugly.
That's right.
It either kills the spirit or makes it ugly. Or it makes the spirit run out from that environment. It's going to affect you one way or the other. You're going to rebel against it and get away from it, which a lot of people do because they can afford to. They can afford to go out of that area. They go out of that area and move to a place where people are respecting intelligent behavior more, intelligent life more. Yes? But most of us don't move out. We don't have the money to move out. We stay in that area, and the area sometimes corrupts us. Just the environment will corrupt you. You're waking up in an ugly, filthy, trashy environment.
Come on.
It will corrupt you. Or it will take your spirit, your positive spirit, away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll become unconscious, not caring anymore. You give up.
That's right.
I've heard some say, I can't handle all this. I had to throw up my hands. Now I see it and I just walk right by. Too much for them. It overwhelmed their spirit to stay straight.
That's right.
Yes. So you want a good spirit. You want to feel good inside. You want to feel like going to work. Make that environment pretty, pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty up your environment.
Yes, come on.
Parents used to insist that a child keep the toys where the toys belong.
That's right. Come on.
Put your clothes up.
Yeah.
Put the dirty clothes where they go. Huh?
Yes, sir.
He used to insist upon these things. That's the natural spirit. That's the spirit in life, the original spirit in life that God created human beings with.
Yes.
The original spirit wants to see order and beauty.
Yes.
And life thrives on order and beauty. So we would get up and make up our beds,
mm-hmm,
put our shoes together.
Yes.
Right shoe with left shoe.
Yes.
Now we just throw them around.
That's right.
That burdens life.
Yes.
Now you have to go. You got to go. You got to go out to a date or go out to school or whatever. You got to find your shoe.
Yes.
You got a certain shoe, pair of shoes you want to wear.
Yes.
You got to find your shoe. You go crazy and start sweat little beads of sweat back on your head, trying to find your shoe.
Yes.
Now look how you're torching your life. Let us go back to the old. Let us reform.
Right.
Reform means do it again. Form all over. Let us reform ourselves and put those shoes together, like right shoe with left shoe, and put them where they're supposed to go, under the bed or wherever they're supposed to go, so they'll be ready for you when you need them. Do that. And everything else that you have to use. You know, we have a saying in religion that even a child is going to be made accountable on Judgment Day. And God's going to ask the child, how did you treat the properties that your parents put in your possession? So that means, how did you treat your clothes? How did you treat your shoes and socks, huh? How did you treat your toys? How did you treat your books? Huh? Did you treat those things with respect? If you didn't, the judgment is going to fall even on a child.
Yes, sir. Come on.
The child is going to fall in hellfire.
Go ahead.
I saw one fall already.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did. Like a falling star.
Yes.
And down into the flames of consuming passions that take life to hell. We appreciate you tuning in on us. We are happy on all occasions to address our audience, and we hope that in some way we benefit the living. And I think if the living are benefited, the dead will feel it. So we pray that more of the living will grow in the good life that God created us for and prosper in the good way. Don't be afraid to think big as long as you're thinking right.
Yeah.
Don't think small.
Yeah.
Because thinking is what profits human life.
Right.
And thinking, God says, with Him in mind, is the most productive of all thinking or all thought.
All right, well.
Thinking with Him in mind. So let us keep God in mind as we think ourselves into a better life and reform our attitudes, reform our understanding, our perception, our thinking, reform everything that's in the way of us having the life that we know is good for us. And may God keep us always and have a good year. We greet our radio audience with peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That God is greater. Greater than anything imaginable. We're going to begin our second hour in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to take a couple of minutes breaks to get my notes together and direction for this next hour that we're going to be spending. Do we have any announcements? Products? I think we have to make the audience aware of products. We have Dr. Diab. Maybe I should start it. Dr. Diab has worked with a soap, Salam. Soap, a bar soap. He worked with it for some time. He didn't give up patience. He didn't give up on it. And I didn't give up on him. He didn't give up on his product, and I didn't give up on him. So he finally has a product now that is great. It's a bar soap. It doesn't wash away or melt away. Some of this soap is made to keep you buying soap. Some of the bar soap is made so you hurry up. You got to come right back to the store and get another bar soap. It just breaks down underwater. It suds too much. You don't need that much suds. Some of us think, well, if you want that suds, buy some suds. They sell suds too. But if you just want to wash your hands, then please get a bar of Dr. Diab soap, because it's great now. He got it. It's a shea butter. It contains shea butter. And nice bar, and you rub it on your hands. It rinses off real good. That's the kind of soap I want. You know, they have lotion and soap and all that. But that lotion, I know it's lotion, But to me, it's something that I need to rinse off. So I'm trying to rinse it off, and I'm spending too much time. I get in the shower, and I use that soap that's got that stuff in it, and I shower, and I feel slick. I don't want to feel like that. I know it's lotion or something, but I don't like that feeling. I think it's still something on me. I'm trying to get it off, trying to rinse it off. So this bar soap is not like that. It's very nice. You put it in your hair, rub it all over your hair. We're under the water, and almost instantly, it all rinses off. I love it. I love it. I have no money invested in it. I'm not saying this for money. I'm saying this, yes, I am. I'm saying this so my brother can make money. Yeah. I'm promoting his soap so he will make money. And I might invest in it too. But right now, that's not on my mind. My money ain't on my mind. It's his product that's on my mind. His product is excellent. So anybody who wants to try this soap, Salam Bar Soap, he just got it right. I tried it about a week ago. I got down to the last part of it, and it didn't slime. So it's right. So what he's going to sell from now on will be the improved formula that I assure you that it's great, it's good, it's excellent. It'll last you longer, so it'll cost you a little more, but it lasts much longer than the regular soap, the average bar soap that you will buy. And the price is not too bad. It's a big bar soap, and I think the price is around the retail price, I believe, is $4 or somewhere around there. It might be under $4, but it's not over that. It's a big bar soap and very nice. Let's see, what else we got? Also, he has lotions. He got a new product. What is that product? It's a product for what is it called?
Shaving cream.
Yeah, that's the popular one. The shaving cream. It's going well. Those who use it, they're crazy about it. And I can tell you it's good because shea butter is a healer, skin healer. So if you get a nick, you can't get anything better, Harley, for that than the shea butter to keep your skin healed. It'll keep your skin healthy and well and healed and heal cuts, little cuts. But please don't cut yourself up. No, I'm talking the shea butter. There's another product. What's that product for runners? Athletes. Muscle relaxer. I hear that that's very good too. So he got several products. Anybody want to reach us with products? Brother, the transportation, truck transportation man. All right, so we now continue the address on this day. And the topic or the subject is reform, the need to reform. It's continuing. But for the live audience here, and I have many of my students here who follow my language and understand it. Yes. Now, let's look at reform from Scripture. When we read the story of the creation of man, what we have to understand, students, is that it is not talking about the physical creation of man. And the way that we understand it, or the way that most people understand it, the way it's given to most people, that God made the first man from the earth or from clay and formed him and then breathed into him the spirit and he became a living creature or a living person. The way most of us understand that is kindergarten language. Kindergarten knowledge is not the way real educated people and religion understand it. But the public allowed to have these kindergarten pictures of reality because the public is not trusted with more knowledge. Do you know that the commercial TV, they compose their commercials to reach a 12-year-old mind. 12-year-old mind. They don't compose it higher than that, unless they changed it, and I don't know about the change. But I've read documents on this. They compose the commercials to reach no higher than a 12-year-old mind. And you can just listen to many of them, and you can see they're designed for children. The commercials are designed for children. And that's where most of the public is, right there, in a child's condition or a child's state of mind. And so they designed it for that mind because they found out that they reach more of the public when they come that way. So the same goes for religion. Religion has been allowed to stay on a kindergarten level for the public, the masses of people. Pressure is on the religious establishment now to reform the way they preach, the way they perceive the public, the way they preach, and what they teach to bring about reform. And it's coming gradually. It's coming slowly. So we're going to see a new time when religion is going to come in a way that respects adult minds and adult intelligence. It still will reach children, but it will not ignore or disrespect the intelligence of adult people. So there's no, you know, animation. That's what it sounds like to me, animation. A figure is made, a human figure is made out of clay of the earth, formed into shape, and their spirit goes into it, and it starts moving about as a human being like we are, you know. So that's like animation, you know. And what you have to be cautious of now is not to come to conclusions and judge this language with your intelligence or with your knowledge if you don't have direct knowledge from learned people or from insight into this language. Don't come to a hasty judgment and say, oh, that's fiction. That's not real. It's not. It's not fiction. It is real. It's not fiction. Metaphor, yes. But fiction, no. So metaphors are used. You who have taken college English 101, you know English 201, I think. Yes. 101 gives you the mechanics of language. I think it's the next one. Give you literature. If you've taken the higher course of English in high school, junior college or college, you should understand they taught you what a metaphor is, and you should understand what we're talking about. Literature, period. Not just religious literature. If you read a good novel, you have to know something to appreciate it, and to get the best of that novel, you have to know that things, energy, principles, devotion, trends, abstract concerns are put in concrete pictures. The concrete picture will not be a horse. In reality, a horse will be used to say spirit. The horse will be spirit, not a real horse. But in the language, on the surface, it says a horse. You see? You have a bad guy in the woods, and he's called Satyr, or Satyr. But he really won't be a person. He'll be a disposition of mind. A critical disposition of mind. It'll represent a person criticizing the world that he lives in. His mind, his critical mind, how he's criticizing the world he lives in. And usually, if it's satire, he's criticizing the politics, the way the government operates, etc. Satire. I think it's spelled S-A-T-Y-R. I'm not sure. I can't recall right now. It's been a long time since I've seen the word written or in print. And I don't use that kind of language, so I can't recall. But you can look it up in the dictionary, satire. And it wouldn't hurt those who are interested in understanding W.D. Farad, Mr. Farad, who brought the Nation of Islam idea, because he was a satyr in the wilderness of North America. That's exactly what he was. More than any other thing, he was a satyr. He used even us. He created a theater, a living, live theater, to criticize the ideas that this society built itself upon and positioned in the mind of the whole world that it's the boss, it's the God, it's the Son of God, and the God represent God on earth, you know? Believe me, that's what white supremacy thought. Thought that it was the boss, that it was God's child on earth, the white man, thought that put us down and built the world to favor them going up and favor us going down.
Right.
Yep, they built that world that way. But they have repented. I never thought I would leave to see them repent, but they have. They have repented. Doesn't mean you don't have some bad ones. Don't be like that story of that man in the Bible now. What is his name? Jonah. God revealed to him that the society, the order of the day was bad. And he was going to destroy it. So, Jonah, instead of him going to Nineveh and giving God's message to the people of Nineveh to warn them of impending destruction, what did he do? He followed the rich people.
Yeah, that's right.
And went and left the city. He traveling with the cargo,
yeah,
the commercial goods.
That's right.
And he goes to sleep on the commercial goods, down in the hull of the boat. Now, you know he could have slept upstairs, but he just wanted to be down there with all that wealth.
That's right.
So he slept on it, just like a lot of these lazy black folks,
right,
sleeping on the white man's wealth.
That's right.
He just want to be next to it. You know, he doesn't own it, but he can rest on it.
Yeah.
He just loves it. He'll rest on it, rest on the white man's labor,
yeah. Come on.
Rest on his pocketbook. Now, he goes to Nineveh. After all that experience, he picked to find Nineveh destroyed. And he get there, and Nineveh's thriving. Thriving. Nineveh's doing well. Now he thank God. He questions God now. After going through all his trouble, being thrown off the boat, etc. Now he goes back to Nineveh. He wakes up after getting in all that trouble. He wakes up and remember that he had a mission to go to Nineveh.
Right.
Now he goes to Nineveh, and Nineveh's doing well.
Yeah, that's right.
Now he was questioning God. You embarrass me like this. Why you embarrass me like this? Said you're going to destroy it, and look how it's flourishing. I don't think God even answered it. But God told him in the beginning that if one repented, he wouldn't destroy Nineveh. I think he started off with three, then two. I think he said, then if one repented, he wouldn't destroy Nineveh. Some of us, we look at the world today with all this opportunity for African Americans. Nothing but opportunity. Plenty of opportunities for you. In fact, it's changed a little bit now, but for a while, we had the advantage over the white man. There were more opportunities in America for us than it was for white folks. I ain't talking about the old system. I'm talking about the new opportunities. We know the old system. They are in power. You are not. But now the door is open for you to get in power and scholarships and pay this and pay that and all kind of assistance. And they didn't have it. They got jealous.
That's right.
And they started speaking against that. And Reagan got in. And he changed all that. President Reagan. He got in and changed all that. And it was right. It was fair. All that opportunity opened to us, and we just taking advantage of it and just lazy and greedy and having fun. I know a few of us were really serious and we were doing something with our life, but majority of us were just taking advantage of all those opportunities just to live it up. Just to live it up. We weren't saying, okay, now we got a better opportunity. We got better opportunities to increase our knowledge, to become better educated, and to make more money. Let us now form an organization to start treating the social ills and other ills in our neighborhoods.
That's right.
That should have been a new movement.
That's right.
That made the NAACP obsolete.
Yeah.
Yes. But instead of a new movement, no. Good times. Good times are here. So Reagan said, yeah, your time has come and gone. I think that was one of our political leaders said publicly, this is our time. And Reagan said, yeah, your time. I think he had a little bit of that disease all the way on him because he would do this. He, yes, your time has come and gone. I'm not a fool. I'm not foolishly in love with democracy or foolishly in love with people. I'm sane, sober. And I'm doing justice to the situation. The white man has repented. His world has repented the evils that it put on the world. Of African Americans and minorities, people, other people. It has repented that evil. So we shouldn't go on, keep going on in our spirit and attitude like the white man is the devil. And while we are constantly taking over that position. Yeah, we are constantly taking over the position of the devil in the world and still pointing to the white man. Yeah, white man is the devil. Can't trust him. But you burnt me. It wasn't a white man. And I got proof that I've been burnt by black folks. Big. I mean, burnt us bad. White man didn't do that to me. I mean, recently. Yeah. Trusting them. Can't trust your own people. That's terrible. We have to change the way we look at the reality, you know, so we can make real progress. We don't have too much time left here. I'll see what I can do here. Kind of cut it short. Yes. I remember reading in the Bible first that I read the Bible after I decided to go and do a lot of reading and studying to prepare myself for the position that I finally accepted, that my father told me I would come into, and that is to be a helper to him and his teacher, Mr. Farrar. So I studied a lot. I remember reading the Bible, and it said, the Bible says that there was seen a scroll, either rolled up paper rolled up, like what the graduates carry at the graduation ceremony, with the ribbon around it. Yeah, a scroll was seen flying in the midst of the heavens. And the scroll was coming with a warning of time's end of time. The time is out. The time has ended. Then I read in the Quran, it's also in the Bible, that there's going to come a time when the people will no more live in the new life, in the new world, the new world, or the hereafter, the new creation. They will no more live by the light of the sun or the moon. All that will go away. And it says that that a new heaven and a new earth will be brought about. A new heaven and a new earth will be brought about. And the Quran, Allah says in the Quran, in the sky, with the stars and everything we see up there, see, it's going to be rolled back as a scroll. Rolled back as a scroll. Now, a scroll is something to read, isn't it? A scroll has a message, some reading. So it means that what it's saying is that we won't see heaven with our uneducated minds anymore, as a foreign life and a foreign creation or a foreign world to this one, but we will see this one with new eyes, with new perception, with new understanding. And it will give us a message, as though a message coming off of a scroll. Yes. It is prophesied. It is a prophesied event. There's coming the prophesied event. Oh, what a wonderful cinch. When the stars are sent out from under their cover. When rich and poor, when young and old, behold the heavens being rolled back as a scroll. You're living in that time right now. Yes, you're living in that time right now. This is a wonderful time that we're living in. When those things that mystified us are not going to mystify us anymore, but they're going to speak to us intelligent human voice.
Yes, sir. All right,
sir. That's going to free up our souls. Free our souls. Freeing the soul going to free the mind to do better and greater things. I usually like to say, well, this guy's strange. This guy's either nuts or he's blinded by his own and understanding of knowledge. No, I'm not. We're living in the best time that human beings have experienced on this planet Earth. No human beings ever even imagined a time like we're in its full picture. They had hints of it because they predicted, they prophesied of it. But the full picture that we see now, they couldn't have seen that. Right. Can you imagine what our great religious leaders of the past, of 1,000 or 200,000 or even 800 years ago, can you imagine what would happen to their minds if they would suddenly be put among us right now? You all be talking about the little things like cancer and this kind of stuff and discrimination and this cooperation against blacks or minorities. You'll be talking about that little stuff. They won't hear a thing you're saying. They'll be, oh, wow, wow. see, go to the airport, see those planes take off. They just sit right there and meditate. Can't pull away from the airport. You want me to pull away from the airport? He just sitting out there watching planes take off. This is more than I imagined. Don't tell me I'm not in a higher heaven. But they knew that the world was going to do bigger and greater things. Bigger and better and greater things. They knew that, and they prophesied of the time to come. And they knew that that time was going to come when the intellect is completely free. The old orders, government orders, they feared what people thought. And they feared that you would think something that would challenge them and maybe sell to their publics better than what they had to give to their public. So they persecuted, killed people.
That's
right. Galileo was killed, wasn't he?
That's right.
Socrates killed, right? Yeah. Killing off the minds to preserve their order that they had. They didn't want nothing coming in disturbing that order.
Right.
We read about the crucifixion of Jesus, the death and crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ. It ain't nothing but the story of Socrates told all over again.
That's right.
That's all it is. The story of Socrates told all over again.
That's right.
And whatever Socrates' story is talking about, it's the same thing the story of Jesus Christ being crucified is talking about. And that's why that whole passage is left out of the Quran. It says, no, he was not crucified. They neither crucified him nor killed him. Why? Because he was a word and a spirit from God. And you cannot kill the spirit that comes from God. You cannot crucify it. And the word that comes from God, you cannot kill it, you cannot crucify it. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Yes. So we should be prepared for education that respects our intelligence in religion.
Right.
We should prepare ourselves for education in religion that respects our adult minds and adult intelligence.
Right.
I used to read, hear about what they preach at church. I went to churches too because I wanted to see and hear for myself. I said, if I'm going to preach to Christians, because that's who we preach to, you know, we were told to go out and invite Christians to come to the temple. We were trying to convert them to our way of thinking. So I said, if I'm going to preach to them, I should understand what they got. So I read the Bible, but I also went to churches. I went to Presbyterian church. I went to the Catholic church. But first I went to Holiness church, because my people were closer to that kind of church, you know. So I went to the church my people went to first. I went to Baptist church. I went to Holiness church, Sanctified church. I went to those churches, and finally went to Presbyterian Church and went to Catholic Church. I went to all those churches, and I'll share it with you. When I went in the Catholic Church, I say this is the spookiest situation I ever been in. It was dimly lit, very dimly lit, and statues were there, and my friend who was taking me, I was following them. She went and she lit a candle, and she kneeled down before the statue, and she did whatever she had to do. It kept moving, and I said, wow, that's a spooky trip here. But I respected it. I respected the the sacredness and the sanctity of the church. I respected it. I wouldn't behave in any way to disrespect. Well, I wouldn't even hint any behavior that would disrespect it. My father and mother put that in me. I wouldn't do anything bad. So I went to Presbyterian church too. So after going to all these churches, I almost got hooked at one. I mean, they had an entertainment thing that it was hard for me to resist going back there. That entertainment was so good. I'm telling you, they're swinging. Ah, they're swinging, man. You know, the joint is jumping. They don't even tell you they're swinging. I'm going to tell on you, Brother Donnell. Donnell Kareem did not always respect the sanctity of the church. That music got so good, he got up and started bebopping. In the church, bebopping. He made me feel so bad. He bebopped in the church. They got away with it too. But I understand some brothers from the Temple of Islam went into one church and they went in there with that thing. They didn't do no dancing or nothing. But the preacher got on them. The preacher pointed them out. They asked, and the devil is right here. Come on. He put the spotlight on them. So we have to reform too. The truth comes like nature comes. The natural world comes at us and mystifies us. Before